Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Shelite Showcase. I am your hostess with the mostest, the shaman of Shelite, the hardest woman in podcasting, Miss Katie Kinsey Bay Bay. And, you know, Savannah's not here. If you're watching the video here, which you can do on twitch.tv/ElyteShowcase or youtube.com/ElyteShowcase, joining me, making his debut on the weekly show, which he did not know prior to this, by the way. One half, kind of one third, of Young Kings Wrestling, host of the Kind of On Ice Might Be Bringing It Back Havoc Hour, most importantly, my advocate, and a part of the core fucking four, Mr. Reek Havoc. How you doing?
Well, hello. How are you? Having a good day. Having a very good day.
That
I did not know I hadn't been on the weekly show. I feel like it makes sense because, I mean, I've always felt like this should be like a women's show. So I was always like, I should be like the last person you call. But I mean
Matt's been on a few times.
I'm obliged to.
You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
It happens, it's okay. Listen, Shelite Showcase is for the guys, the girls, the gays, and the theys. That's what this show is.
Okay.
It's Pride Month, bitch. It's for me. This is my month.
That is true. That is true. You the boss.
Shereek Showcase. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna write that down.
That was clever.
That was nice. I'm gonna write that down, because if I can't think of anything else, that's gonna be the fucking title of the show. Because, like, I don't plan these titles ahead of time. No. Oh. So, let's talk. This is... Usually you do the Royal of Dress of Rumors on Young Kings. Now it's my job. And I won't be on Smackin' Raw tomorrow, Matt, so you might want to take notes on my notes. And of course, since She-Lead happens on Thursdays and shows happen on the weekends, Night of Champions happened, Battleground happened, Double or Nothing happened, every pay-per-view fucking happened, we got new champions galore, Seth freaking Rollins, new World Heavyweight Champion. As deserved.
Indeed. I agree 100%.
Asuka, new Raw Women's Champion, even though she's on SmackDown.
Yeah. Very confusing. But I see a lot of people at work very happy about this. I don't know why, personally.
I don't understand why people were mad. Like, it was time. You can't create this new character for Asuka and have her lose like this again.
That's what I said. But also, listen, I'm a Bianca stan. Let's be clear about this. We say this shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I say the same thing. TC said the same thing. But do you want her to lose clean? Or,
exactly.
Like, do you want it to be, like, keep her as strong as possible while taking the loss?
Yeah, like, she lost in, like, the least clean way. She got missed in the eyes via Asuka's fingers, which is a choice, but, like, she didn't lose clean, and people are pissed. I hate the IWC of the time.
I'm gonna say this right now. If Bianca is missing for the next 2 weeks, we know what happened. I'm just telling you that right now. Because you mentioned the IWC brought up something that I hadn't really paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty accurate going down the list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll get into one of those.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry.
I'll say what I was getting ready to say.
Substituting shoulder for thighs this week is pretty Kyle fills Katie's slot. I don't like the phrasing of any of that.
Wow. Oh boy. Are we on the right show?
This is my show, yes. Okay. It do get a little wild sometimes. I mean, look at the friend group here. Okay. Before we get into more champion talk, Bret Hart got a star on Canada's Walk of Fame, which I didn't know was a thing.
That's a thing?
Oh. I saw it on Twitter, and I checked, and it's a thing. So...
Alright, I'm gonna be fair today, and I'm not gonna just shit all over that. Good for Bret. That's the best thing. Listen.
I'm listening.
He's a hero to a lot of generations of people, mm-hmm. So... I can't say nothing negative about that, even though he's a whiner and a complainer all the time. I let him have this one. Good job, buddy.
Everybody gets one.
I mean, he got a ring, championships, you know, all the documentaries and the DVDs and space to air out his beef with Goldberg. I don't know how many decades over. I'm just saying.
I can't stand Bill.
Yes,
you
can.
No,
yes, you can.
No, no. Mm.
Yes, you can. I don't want to bring it up, but let's tell the truth here. Let's tell the truth.
No.
You can very much stand Bill.
No, no, no. No, 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 no. See, here's the thing.
You don't just stand Bill. I'm just saying.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, that clip is taken out of context every goddamn time, and it pisses me off.
I didn't say anything about a clip. You did.
People know. I have aired my grievances on this show.
Oh.
The people know.
Okay. I'm just saying. We know your feelings on the topic, is what I'm saying. I had the choice to kill him, is all I'm saying.
But... We're not gonna do this. Not here. Mm-hmm. Not here. Maybe after. Maybe after the show. We'll argue. Let's get into some, you know, NXT talk. Great American Bash coming back for the NXT brand. July 30th. It is in Texas. So everybody be careful. If you go, please.
Mm. Very true. Wear your vests.
Yeah. For the love of God. I hate you, Matt. He said after almost 6 years of podcasting, it's still his greatest accomplishment. The disrespect. Yes. The disrespect I'm showing.
Ooh. And I beg to differ. I think there's more, but that's definitely up there.
Tiffany Stratton, new NXT Women's Champion. Of course. I mean... As TC said, Bimbo Nation rise.
Mm-hmm.
As we should.
You know, he said on our show a couple weeks ago that he was very turned around on Tiffany. In fact, he one of the people he drafted her on his show. Somebody he said could be a future main eventer, and I'll say, well, damn. I started paying more attention. I'm completely sold to the point. Once the tournament got announced, I'm like, that's clear cut. You got to go with Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the argument was going to be made that maybe Roxanne get another run if she's going to stick around, but nah, man. She ran through the tournament. She didn't look like she was in trouble at any point in time. It was just seamless. Yep. So I need Sean to have like the Triple H effect with his heels and let her roll with that for a while, because
yeah,
you've got some stuff to work with.
Oh yeah, and I have definitely turned around on Tiffany since she came back. I was not a fan at first. She came back, I was just like, you know, I'm kind of feeling it. One of the best moonsaults in the game, way better than Charlotte Flair's. That is a given fucking fact.
Oh god,
you cannot tell it's me bias. I'm wrong.
It's bias.
It's
bias.
Not. It's not. There are people... No, listen, no, 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 no. There are people who like Charlotte Flair and have said Tiffany's is better.
Listen, Tiffany's moonsault is clean as hell. I'm not even going to disagree with that point. But Charlotte does that, like, free and clear, and lands every single time. Like, she's an athlete. That's what she does. So, I mean, I can't say... I say it's on par. And it hits more effectively. But overall, am I just going to say, oh, it's just better than Charlotte? I don't know. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite there yet.
It is a fact that Charlotte has the worst moonsault in wrestling, says Matt.
Well, doing it to the outside, that leaves it, because you don't really see her do it in the inside of the ring much. It's always outside the ring. But I still say that to me is what elevates it.
Free and clear, you mean she misses.
But she lands on her feet, though. That makes it better.
I'm just saying.
That's good.
Pretty Kyle says.
Like, Tiffany's, like I said, Tiffany's looks way more effective because she hits it so cleanly. And she is, like, just gets to it so quick. Like, kind of like how Kevin Owens does his.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, the form and, like, style, that's definitely the cleanest one. I'm like I said, I'm not disagreeing at that point, but.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
We'll make a compromise. Pretty Kyle says, Tiffany's moonsault looks better on a grounded person. Charlotte's looks better on a standing opponent.
There you go. Works for me.
Because Tiffany hits the PME, the prettiest moonsault ever, while the opponent's downed.
That's fair. I'd say there's some Charlotte hate coming out, but, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Me? No. Never.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
Okay. But Tiffany and Oscar are not the only new women's champions we got this weekend, past few days. Toni Storm, new AEW Women's World Champion, two-time champion, if you kind of count her first one, which it should count anyways, because interim is bullshit. You know.
Yeah. No more of that, please.
Mama's Home. Chris Statlander, new TVS champion, as she should be. It's all I wanted. It's all I needed.
Interesting choice.
It's the smartest choice, if you think about it, because Jade's title reign was getting real stale. They weren't doing anything with her.
Well, yeah, we did say that. And I said on the show just the day before that if this was going to happen, it should. I was thinking that Ty was going to do it. Because, you know, kind of, yeah, kind of a hometown thing going on there. But, I mean, I didn't know Chris was healthy enough to go again. That's kind of what took me by surprise a little bit. Wasn't expecting it, but I don't dislike it. I'm pretty okay with it, to be honest.
I love Chris Statlander more than a lot of things in this life. So, that's literally all I needed.
Is she on the list?
There is no fucking list.
Where is it? Rhea Ripley, Xia Li. What's on that list?
Well, if you're talking about
Sonya,
I was gonna say Sonya is what started all of this.
Yeah. Sonya is at the top of it. I know there's more. I'm missing some. I'm missing a great many. But
a great many. Okay, that makes me sound awful.
I'm gonna add Chris. When I figure out who the rest of them are.
We talked about it, but I don't remember who. Yeah, fuck off. Alright, whatever. There's a list. I'm gonna talk about it.
There is.
Oh yeah, and like Ronda and Shayna are new Rollins tag team champions.
Alright, bear with me. I know you hate this, but the fact is, that's why you do it. Because if you have somebody who you can't wait to get out of there, then that makes it's always been about the chase. When you're watching some stories play out, and that's what it was really missing. You don't have stories playing out in the women's tag division, and you don't have depth. If you have the opportunity to accomplish two things, because I know one of her gripes was that you need to invest more in the women's tag division. And I think they've got more than they've ever had, so you just need to work with that. But how much easier is it to book, you know, any type of matches and stories when you have a champion who somebody hates? I love that Shayna's champion. I don't give a shit about what Ronda's doing. My thing is, Shayna has another championship, and that works for me. But listen, as long as people... Listen, this is how Ronda got over in UFC. She was the biggest star, but everybody hated her, and they wanted to see her lose. So everybody was watching her fights. Everybody wins.
Well, yeah. That's all I'm saying. Because Ronda's a fucking bitch, and continuously shits on a division that she helped build. I'm putting it in quotes for those who listen. No, bitch. No, you did not. You were the quote-unquote biggest star at the time. You did not build a division. You broke a division. You talking shit on the tag titles. Two women walked out because those titles were not treated correctly. So, like, take your white claw ass back home to the fucking farm, bitch. I don't care. I love Shayna. You know I do. I respect Shayna. I'm happy for her. But it could have been with anybody else but Ronda. I wouldn't have given a fuck if you brought Nia Jax back and made Shayna partner with her again and win.
Oh, wow.
Literally anybody but Ronda.
What did you do when Ronda and Charlotte were feuding? Like, did you just turn the TV off?
I think I came on the show and I said Charlotte was the lesser of two evils when she took the belt off Ronda.
I do remember that. That was great.
It was not.
It really was. And the thing is, we gotta start appreciating Charlotte. And I'm talking to you specifically because you notice she came in, did her job, and she's gone again. Which means that she may not even be sticking around for as long as we think she is. And when she's gone, you know, there's going to be a void. There was a void when she was gone before. And, you know, it's not as bad now because you've got more names that, you know, emerged as big faces. But, you know, when she's gone, it's going to leave a void. So, at some point, we got to start appreciating her. I'm not saying she's like all this and the one of all ones. Like, no. She is better than Rick. That's a given. But she's just among the top tier. And, yeah, you're going to miss her when she's gone. I'm telling you now.
I have said I do not care for Charlotte character-wise in any way, shape, or form. I have said I do respect what she does in the ring. She is very talented. I have come full circle with that. I understand. I just don't like her.
And she put over your favorite, so, I mean, you can't be mad at her anymore.
Whatever. I'm allowed to be mad at whatever the fuck I want. I'm a grown-ass woman. I can be mad at whatever and bitter about whatever I want.
Oh. Gotta get the hate out your heart, girl. Gotta get the hate.
And I got a lot of hate in my heart for many reasons that we ain't got time for on this show. That's a different type of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with all of the negativity that Ronda brings with everything that she does, there is some light that has happened within the women of wrestling. This is baby boom 2.0. Everybody getting pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Ty Mello announced at Double or Nothing that her and Sammy are expecting, which, congratulations. New couple for like a year or so. Good for them.
About time.
I'm honestly a little surprised it didn't happen sooner, but
yeah.
With the way they were making out on stage, yeah, that's crazy. And it was on Monday? I don't remember what day it was, actually. Alexa Bliss announces that she is pregnant with her first child with Ryan Cabrera. Congratulations to them.
Now y'all can shut the fuck up about, oh my God, and she's got this going on, and she's unhappy, and whatever. It's like, just wait and find out, because, like, she's one of those people that every time she's gone, everyone thinks it's something else. And then she comes back and tells you, oh, yeah, I had to get checked for skin cancer. I had a dental issue or whatever. Yeah. Like, why don't you just let people be?
She also said in an interview that WWE extended her contract, too. So, like...
There you go.
Everyone can shut the fuck up. It is not the Fiend's baby, Kyle. Stop it.
Oh!
That's fucked. Yo. That's disrespectful.
Yo! I'm not gonna lie to you. If she comes... Because this ties into a rumor that I totally saw. Because they want... I guess they want to bring the Fiend back for Bray.
I did see that.
If she comes back on screen after her 9 months is up and she's ready to go, that writes itself. I'm just saying. That writes itself.
Oh, math on. Because
you know everybody's gonna, be on commentary like, oh, we're, congratulations to Alexa, her baby and stuff like that. Listen, you just make edgy TV. That's all I'm saying. If you're gonna bring back the Fiend, go all in like that. So baby boom. So I need to know what Oscar's putting in that mix is what I'm saying, because. Somebody made this post, and I seen it on Twitter.
I saw it too.
And it's like, it's a who's who. She worked with one person after another, and next thing you know, they was pregnant. Becky, night after Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Carmella.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone, Peyton Royce's last match with Asuka, and she wound up pregnant.
Okay.
Obviously, Alexa, they teamed together.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing? There's more. There's definitely more. I'm missing, like, at least two or three people.
I didn't know Peyton Royce's last match was with Asuka, so that was a new one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, on her way out, she had like, one more match with Asuka on Raw. But, yeah, so all these people go down the list. So, now... Like I just said, if we don't see Bianca for about 2 weeks, we know what happened. Because she's next on the list.
She's not next.
And listen, the way she did that with the missing fingers, stuff like that, that did not look PG, is what I'm saying. So I think that's her subtle way of letting her know that she's the one that's causing all this pregnancy.
What a wild conspiracy theory that would be.
What? It would.
Matt said, I heard Asuka had lunch with Ty Mello, and when she heard how much money Sammy G made, she spit her drink in Ty's face like the mist. Now you're just making up stories.
There you go. I mean, look. What's his face? Malakai Black does the mist too.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka could have met up with them backstage and were like, yo, here's mine. You know what I'm saying? He could have caught her backstage real quick with his miss. I'm saying it could have happened. It makes sense.
You know what? Fine. Sure. We'll play along. Fine. I don't know who else has either tagged with Asuka and has a truck. Did Candace ever team with Asuka or go against Asuka?
I feel like she did.
Ronda did.
Was that?
Well, I mean, they faced each other.
Before?
I think so.
Before she had
the baby. Honestly, at this point, I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot.
There's quite a few, but honestly, it just makes me really excited for this next generation of wrestling kids, because goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to be jumping all around and stuff like that.
There's so many. You got a baby Rollins. Roman's got, like, four kids. Like.
Yeah.
Mox, baby Mox running around.
I totally forgot they had.
Oh yeah, Nora, she's super cute. And I guess we'll round out news and rumors here, because this usually is the longest part. Anyways, to the surprise of no one, Tony Khan makes an announcement on Dynamite. You know, as our boy Tony does. Since last week, he announced Collision will be at the United Center in Chicago. I wonder who he could have made, you know, like, the star of that show. Especially because, you know, it's coming back to Chicago. No, he just, a casual, oh, fuck. CM Punk will be at the debut of AEW Collision. And the crowd does not all cheer. There are boos. There is a mixed reaction, as there should be. CM Phil gets his way. He gets his own show with his friends away from the Elite. At this point, I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm over this.
Oh, boy. You know, I think this is going to be the crossroads. I think this is going to be that point where we finally going to see what Tony's made of.
Okay.
It allowed me to explain. As I've told people on several occasions, I have no real issue with AEW as a whole. It's not AEW I have issue. My issue has solely and always been with Anthony.
Yep.
And, you know, for the longest time, I never pointed out one thing that it was. I found it this morning. It came to me as I was reading some of this shit.
Okay.
Tony has never been through the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
He has never been through it. Every great wrestling promoter has had the boom periods, the low periods. They've been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because Tony is the king of misdirection, he dodges all of the low points. Every single time, he's the king of misdirection. Whenever there is something that needs to be addressed, he does something to distract you. Hey, Tony, you don't spend enough time developing women. Oh, I got it. Let's sign Tony Storm and Saraya. Oh, that's great. That's cool, but that's not addressing the issue. Like, Tony, you don't spend enough time developing long-term stories. Ooh, I know. Let's buy Ring of Honor and put them on our shows. Okay, cool. That's great. But that's not... It's what I'm saying. Like, you are the king of misdirection. You just want to live and die by that pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time. It's like, no matter what, you want to avoid the negative. You want to avoid having that show where everyone's booing and stuff like that, and, you know, it's not as positive as you'd like it to be. Mm-hmm. He just finds a way to evade that at all costs. Now you got a situation that's a little bit dicey, because
mm-hmm.
Phil, as he so often does, listen, there's stands watching, I don't care, he got in his own way again. That's just the truth. Y'all gotta call it what it is. I don't care what his accolades and what everything he's done in wrestling. I got it. He got it his own way, because that's what he does. And now that's created the division. Because while at one point everyone was united in the fact that, hey, let's get him back in wrestling, and if we can get back in wrestling away from WWE, it's a win-win. So it worked for, what was it? Not even a year that he was in AEW and putting on some damn good matches, winning a world title again. He just found a way to turn that situation sour. And so now everyone is saying, like, well, there's the diehards that are like, oh, I don't care, bring him back, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people that was like, listen, it's always something with this guy. There's always some kind of issue. So it's like, whether he was in the right or in the wrong, because, listen, I don't absolve Kenny and the Bucks and all that. I don't like them. I've never liked them. So I'm not going to sit up here and say they weren't dickheads. I know they were dickheads. I'm sure they were. Mm-hmm. And they probably deserve to get their ass kicked. But you do that when you're not at a show. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And Phil knows this, but again, got in his own way. Like, let's be real here. Let's be real about it. So, Tony is now in the position where he knows that there's more people that will watch than that won't.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, he's at his own show. He's away from that crowd. But you're going to get, I won't say he's holding their feet to the fire just yet, but it's going to get a little hot. It's going to get a little heated. So if this is the trenches that he's going to have to face, good. Because it's about damn time.
It's about damn time. Hi, Justin. Just. Matt said he did not, the Elite was being some bitches. Again, not...
listen.
Not wrong.
We know.
If,
but what did he say in the press conference? He's like, oh, I work with fucking children. So why be a child?
The whole...
Let them go on about their way and sneak them after the show. You're from Chicago. You know how this works. Come on, stop it.
There are
Matt, you know better.
Everywhere.
Pick Come on one. Now.
But it's the whole thing of, it became, like, I couldn't tell you what the fuck happened at All Out, because all I remember is the brawl out from All Out. Like, Phil, Ace Steel biting people with his rabies, people kicking dogs, apparently. I just... It's all ridiculous.
I feel like it wouldn't have been as serious if that motherfucker wasn't biting people. That's my opinion.
I just want to know, Reek, have you ever been in a fight?
Oh yeah.
Is your first instinct to bite somebody in the forearm?
No. First of all, how do you get into someone's forearm to bite it in the first place? Like, you should be trying to dodge that action, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, that whole situation literally could have been avoided if every participant in the event, Phil, Kenneth, Bucks, Rabies Man, the dog, if everyone in there could have been an adult and not a fucking child. All parties are to blame for that shit.
Well, I'm saying.
And I've been saying that. It's everyone's fucking fault. I don't take sides for this matter. I'm just over, at this point, the hype of CM Punk, because last time he barely lived up to it. I'm just stating facts. Because he got injured immediately after winning the title because he did some stupid shit and jumped in a crowd and broke his foot.
Yeah, that was, he was doing a little bit much. Like, he... It's what we said when this first happened. Because we said there, you know, just the boom of him first showing up. That's all that's gonna happen. And then there's a peak moment. I think his peak moment wasn't the title, it was the feud with MJF.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think that they would be bold enough to say, hey, let's just go all out, no pun intended, and put a title on CM Punk.
Yeah.
But, you know, they, kudos to them. They took some chances. And some chances took back. But, no, like... I think they just wanted to put him in there with everybody, which is not a bad idea. He got to work with some younger guys, but you didn't see that development of those net. Like, why is he beating guys like Powerhouse Hobbs? Like, I know that a win over Punk is something that should happen at a major event, but it's like, if you're there to elevate the rest, then, you know, I don't understand it. Like, I was never against him winning the title, but you spent the only long term story that you told in AEW to that I've noticed was the Hangman Page Kenny Omega story, and you paid that off the right way for him to lose to CM Punk. No, that's not how you do that. If Punk beats anybody, you beat, you know, a heel not named MJF, but somebody who you haven't spent all this time building as one of your... Is he one of the pillars? Is he one of the four pillars?
Hangman?
No, right? Yeah.
No. Should be.
I was going to say, I would put him over some of the people in that match. But, yeah, like, you built him as one of the faces of the company. You built him as the biggest underdog babyface, essentially. Mm-hmm. Why is he losing CM Punk? But, I don't know. That's just me.
I feel like this could just be the whole show. But we will not continue down the Punk Elite.
I'm saying, Triple H said this 12 years ago, and I'm not saying he was totally right, but he knew somewhat of what he was talking about.
Matt's last thing, and this will be the last thing, and then we're moving on. Only people with bad shit to say about Punk were the Elite and Jericho and that crew. FTR and Ricky Starks had no issues. I know which camp I want to be based on company alone. Well, Jericho sucks. That's a given. We know this. But I... no, I'm not getting sucked into this again. I'll talk to Matt about it after.
I'm not leaning to a camp or a side. I'm just saying straight up, like, listen, I no beef against the guy personally. He just is known to... I got no issues with a guy being outspoken. And he's obviously that. I had no issues with a guy being... an anomaly, outside the norm,
and
doesn't conform. I get that.
Yeah.
But I say the same thing, and you're not gonna get this. I say the same thing about Kyrie Irving in the NBA. If he is a problem here, there, if there's a track record that's somewhere in place, I'm skittish about that. I am. I really am. And like I said, I don't put fault on him totally for the situation, but it's like you could have been better. And there were other situations that he could have been better in prior to us getting to that point years later. It's just the truth, man. It's just the truth.
If it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, if it looks like a duck, might
that's
be a
duck.
That's
all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's all we're saying. Quack, quack. Jesus fucking Christ.
Great wrestler. Not saying he can't sell. Not saying he's a bad dude. Not saying he's a complete shitheel. I'm just saying he be getting in his way. That's all.
It happens to the best. Sometimes the best get in their way. Their own way. It happens. Look at histories here.
Look. Brett did, but we ain't gonna. Y'all not ready for that conversation. Brett did too.
Yeah, I don't think they're ready for that conversation. So,
we talked about that on Young Kings a while back, but you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're just saying. No, exactly. I understand. Is there anything you wanted to add? I usually ask Savannah if she has any other news or rumors she wants to add.
I don't think outside of that, I don't think I have anything else. Because I typically look on Fridays once the week is up, or Saturday.
Yeah, lucky
outside
you.
Outside of the whole, the rumors about Bray, creative. Well, it's a mixed rumor because one person said that they wanted to bring him back as Fiend, and then the people who created his mask said that all those molds got destroyed. So. It's probably unlikely.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy actually created he tweeted right under that rumor that yeah, all of the mask molds got destroyed. All seven of them. So yeah.
Damn. Okay. I did not know that.
Oh yeah. So that might not be happening the way people think.
No. Nah. And people just
but if it does, it should. You know, it should definitely.
I just think people need to leave Bray Wyatt the fuck alone. At this point. Just let him figure his shit out. And don't blame Alexa for him not coming back. Because she got pregnant, you stupid fucks.
Yeah, I don't get that. She'll still be the Fiend baby, but...
I hate you.
And if... real quick, last thing. If y'all don't leave this man alone when he is out with his wife and children, I'm so sick of y'all. And you know what y'all is, and I won't do that on my client's podcast, but I'm sick of y'all with the hassling and let me get a picture and blah, 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 blah. That man is with his family.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people with their family, you leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all make me sick.
Yeah, I know the y'all you were talking about.
Yeah.
If anybody listens to Young Kings, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've extended the quota this year.
Bro, they don't even have a quota anymore. Come on. Don't lie to yourselves. They can get it every week if they so choose.
Oh yeah. If we spent enough time and energy just on the discourse, you could find something in every single week without question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Easily. 100%.
That's effort that neither me nor he want to put into it, so
I don't blame you.
Just kept it to five. I mean, we gotta get more now, but
I was gonna say it's at least 10 now.
Yeah, it's not okay.
It's June and they doubled their quota. That's crazy.
Yep.
Half of the year is gone and y'all need to double your quota.
Because y'all don't know how to act.
That's putting it lightly.
Yep.
But, you know, so, like, TC does the week in wrestling history. I just do today in women's wrestling history because, you know, women and things. 2020 was the Great American Bash, NXT. I brought it up in the thing, so I usually can try and relate things if I can. It was two nights of tapings. So the first night was Tegan Nox defeating Candice LeRae, Mia Yim, and Dakota Kai in a 4-way elimination match. Rhea Ripley defeating Aaliyah and Robert Stone, which I forgot that happened, in a handicap match.
What? Oh, I do remember that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
I'm pretty sure might have been the same night that Shotzi ran over Robert Stone with her tank.
I'm not sure if it was the same night, but I definitely remember that happening.
I mean, I think she ran him over a few times, so rightfully so.
Oh, yeah, that was the running gag for several weeks.
Because it was funny, because he's a bitch.
Just chasing down on the tank.
Exactly. And Io defeated Sasha, which I do remember.
Oh, yes.
That was a good match. That was a great match.
That's when Bayley and Sasha were just running the whole company.
Yeah, this was pandemic time.
Oh yeah.
Just said Shotzi could run him over. I mean, yeah.
Likewise.
Agreed. I think we all agree here. And then night number two tapings, Candice and Mia again. Candice defeated Mia in a street fight. And then randomly, we got Mercedes Martinez defeating Santana Garrett. I don't remember this match happening at all.
I feel like that was her... maybe debut or re-debut, something like that.
This would have been after her failed part in Retribution.
Yeah, so re-debut.
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
Which, wow, that was a time.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. Honestly, I don't talk much about pandemic wrestling outside from, like, a few plot points. Because it was all a blur that I don't want to be with ever again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for this happening 3 years ago, I remember bits and pieces of this.
Yeah. Which is not a good time.
No, not at all. But we're going to do Wrestlers of the Week. And since you're here and you're my guest, you get to go first. So, do you have a... Yeah, you watched the show, Ree. You know this was coming.
I didn't come prepared.
It's fine. Do you want me to go first, then?
No. I got it. It's one men's, one women's, right?
You can do a few if you have a few. Man's, woman's, tag team.
Okay.
So you can pick whichever one you want to start with.
Alright, well, let me start tag team.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is going to be cheap, but I'm just going to go Kevin and Sammy. I have expected the momentum to fizzle out after a little while. That hasn't happened.
Mm-mm.
They just keep on rolling, and now they've got this, I guess it's coming feud with Imperium, which I'm for, mm-hmm. because I think it's about time Imperium flex their muscles a little bit outside of Gunther. So, yeah, gotta go with them tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Men's also cheap, but I don't care. It's gotta be Seth Rollins. Listen, I went into Saturday thinking that he might still be shooting. You know, probably might have to lose this and then go back around and chase AJ for it or someone else. They put on a dope match. Comes back Raw, had a dope main event match. So we got a lot of things going on here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the easy out for me.
That's okay.
Women's that's where I got a little stuck. I would say I'm between Asuka and Tony.
You can pick both.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. Yeah, Asuka is everything we already said, and I've said for weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a new iteration. Well, not a new iteration. Just a new to WWE iteration of Asuka. Mm-hmm. That is badder and more of a threat. So at some point in time, she's got to get her due. She can't keep losing. And this was finally that point where she gets it. And mm-hmm. now you've got an endless supply of what you can do with that.
Yeah.
But then there's Tony, who, you know, I thought after that first run she had with the title didn't quite hit the way it should have.
Yeah.
I wasn't so sure they were going to go run with it again. Apparently, is Jamie hurt?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. So I'm surprised we didn't go interim title. And I'm pleasantly surprised because I'm sick and tired of seeing that.
Yep.
But, you know, second run usually goes better for everyone. So I'm optimistic. And I think that's where I lean towards. I was gonna say I left Tiffany off of there, but it was a foregone conclusion. I didn't expect anything else to happen, so I wasn't surprised at all. She'd be my honorable mention or something like that. But I'm gonna stick with Tony and Oscar.
Okay, that's fair. And Tony's a heel now, so she'll be a better champion, yeah. And she has the Outcast with her too to help her cheat, which helps.
That's where she's natural at.
Yeah, 100%. I had the same cop-out answer for the man's. I had Seth. I had the same cop-out answer for the tag team. I had Sammy and KO. But my women's, obviously one is Statlander, for all the reasons I said earlier. Mama's home, y'all. Like, this is her division again, as it should be. And I'm giving it to Gigi for kicking ass and taking names in that weaponized steel cage match. Because between the two of them, JC and Gigi, that was their best match. My opinion.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It was everything I wanted. And then some.
Well, I mean, I thought coming out of that last match that they had where Gigi got the nasty cut. I said they probably had a lot left in it. Which I'm convinced she bladed. I don't care what nobody says. There, she had to have bladed.
Which one? On Tuesday?
The last match they had. Yeah. Like a week or 2 weeks ago, something like that. Where JC won, but like she got a bad cut over her forehead or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I cannot be convinced that she didn't bleed. I can't.
Well, the bag that Gigi's head was bleeding on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Because she got hit with the fucking door in the very beginning.
Uh-huh. They beat the whole shit out of each other. But yeah. If you watch that match back, and I rewinded like at least 5 times to watch it over again, it didn't look like she hit the steel steps hard. But what you do see is when like she went down on a knee and Gigi starts kicking her head, you saw her wrist go up, and as soon as her wrist came down, her head is flowing. So I'm just saying, wrestlers were very quick with the wrists. That's if you know anything about the business and documentaries, stuff like that, they talk about it all the time. You got to be quick with the wrist. I feel like she was quick with the wrist. Because, I'm telling you, watch it back. Watch it back and watch that part very closely.
Okay.
It just, I can't be convinced she didn't win.
That's the homework for everybody. Everybody has to go back and watch that match and see, did JC blade?
I'm telling y'all she did.
And... You know, okay, so that kind of, not necessarily the blading part, but knowing the business and things like that. Question of the week. I'm kind of taking this off of Those Wrestling Girls because they just did an episode about this. This is going to be all about the dark side of the ring. Did you watch Chris Candido and Tammy?
I did not yet.
It was... So, I knew nothing about Chris Candido before. Who's surprised? I don't know anything. I have a podcast. I don't know shit. I went into this blind, but I was very excited because I love the dark side of the ring stuff because it's interesting to watch. It's heartbreaking. Like, it was so sad. I mean, we know everything about Tammy now. Fucking murdering people with a car. They do bring that up at the very end, though. It gets mentioned at the very, very end, but highly recommend Chris Candido and Tammy. Do you have a favorite Dark Side of the Ring episode you've watched? Or you can name a few.
Oh. Honestly. I hate saying it. But it's between Benoit and the Plane Ride from Hell. And I guess it's because it's like, you know, majority of this we already know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it just brought back so many emotions from that time. But also, it's like, you just kind of, it told you a different story than what you were expecting. Because you go into it, and you're thinking, like, this is going to be like, you know, any other murder mystery docuseries type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what they really told you was a story of two best friends who were tragically taken away from each other. One in way worse circumstances than the other. But it was that story and what was left behind. And on the merits of that, it was just like... that I probably was more invested and soaked into that one than the rest. And Plane Ride from Hell, I had heard so much about, but I never had full details. And, I mean, that whole thing was just like, there were some omissions, in fairness, which I expected. But, yeah, that, if, knowing what we know now, and as bad as it was on some ends, it's just like, yeah, that's a whole mess. But I would say probably those two are, I probably spent more time on than the rest.
Very fair. Matt said, Macho and Liz for the pure and simple fact of Jake's retelling an impression. I actually just watched that one yesterday. Because now I'm in like this random kick of wanting to watch them all again, or for the first time. And then he said, though, Bash at the Beach 2001 may easily top that. I don't know when that one's coming out. It's in this one, but I don't know anything about that, clearly, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I love learning.
I am interested in revisiting that.
I'm interested in learning about it, because in 2001, I was five. So.
Okay.
I don't know anything. But I agree with you. Benoit's, it just makes you like feel bad for his kid that's still here and has to deal with everything. Like, that kid does not deserve all the shit that he gets at all, in the slightest. The the Plane Ride from Hell made my life a living hell. That made me leave group chats for good. Made me pop off on some pastors, if you know, you know. I had an entire episode basically dedicated to that on this, where I, every fucking emotion possible I went through. That just, that one has a lot of issues with me for a lot of different reasons. And also, fuck Ric Flair. Still stand by that point. I did just watch the Von Erichs one for the first time. That is tragically heartbreaking. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know any of that.
Yeah, it's that's a mess. I wouldn't say I saw that one, but it was like one of the earlier ones.
It's like in season one of Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta refresh on that one.
Fabulous Moolah, because people realize that she's a bitch. I'm sorry, was a bitch. And a horrible human being. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Bash at the Beach is probably going to beat all of these.
I'm all right, intrigued.
I'm not going to spoil it, just to give you some context.
Okay.
But the highlight of it, for the most part, is Vince Russo decides to do a shoot. And the shoot just so happened to be on a certain blonde-haired somebody that was doing what he normally does backstage. But he didn't tell anyone he was doing. He came out there and just had a hot mic and decided to start talking whatever he had to say directly. So, yeah.
Is that why Matt said it's the best thing Vince Russo ever did?
He's damn right it was.
Okay, good to know.
Because that is a moment in time, and I love it. So I'm hyped to watch this one.
Okay. Now, the second part, I guess, is there anything in the wrestling world that has not been an episode of Dark Side of the Ring that you think or would want to see be a Dark Side of the Ring episode? I have those sometimes. Thank you.
Off the top of my head, the thing we were just talking about, the brawl out, you could do that.
Have you seen people, like, taking clips out of context and, like, made one?
Really?
I didn't know that. I'm gonna have to search for it tonight and I will send it to you. It was, like, somebody tweeted it and it was just, like, it looked like an episode of The Dark Side of the Ring, and it was the funniest fucking shit I've ever seen. I'm gonna have to find it later. That would be a good one.
That's pretty great. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, because I feel like the majority of, like, the big things that have happened, they did one. The steroid trials, the Montreal Screwjob, Plane Ride from Hell. I mean, eventually they could do one on Vince and all his shenanigans and lawsuits and things.
That won't happen until he's dead. And even then, it'll probably be doctored as hell.
Time's ticking. I'm just waiting. Just saying.
Ooh. Listen, that man is aging in reverse. Just for men is working overtime.
Listen, he looked like Vicente McMahon, not Vince McMahon. See, Matt said we need one on Vince.
Listen, I agree. I'm all for it. I don't know how many times in a row we've said we need a tell-all book or a movie or doc, but yeah, it's not gonna happen until he in the ground.
I feel like somebody can make that happen. It's fine.
But they've done so many now. Like, there was New Jack. Screwjob.
Matt said Droz. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Droz.
Oh. I don't know what that is. Who that is.
Alright, so Droz back in the day with WWF.
Okay.
Him and was it D'Lo? I believe it was D'Lo. They had a match, and I forget what, he either got dropped on his head or something. And he was paralyzed. Like, from the way, to this day, still paralyzed from the waist down. And it's one of the things, like, it's haunted D'Lo forever. Like, if you, they were on one of those episodes, one of the Dark Side of the Ring together. I think it was Brawl for All or something else.
Okay.
But they were on an episode together, and they kind of, like, briefly talked about it. I forget which one it was. But it shows, it draws us in the wheelchair there, and it cuts to D'Lo at one point, too. But yeah, they had a match together. Draws got paralyzed, and life was never the same.
Jesus, I couldn't even imagine being D'Lo in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember what the episode was, but he was kind of like talking about it.
I one of the things, like, feel like I briefly remember it being brought up, but I've watched so many of these that they all kind of just,
yeah,
you know. Matt said we need one on Terry's sex tape and slurs.
Oh no, God no. we ain't doing that.
You gotta do all that. I don't know what else there could be. I feel like there has to be more. Because, I mean, they did Owen, which that one was sad and tragic.
Yeah.
And some bullshit.
Well, of course. It was always gonna be bad.
Yes, yeah.
In terms of, like, things that happened that were really dramatic, I don't...
Matt said Macho Man and Steph.
Yeah. Again, Vince would have to die.
Mans needs to be in the ground, apparently, for a lot of these things to come out.
Yeah. And Triple H would probably have to die too.
Because
if there's any validity to that story, God, I want that to happen. Please don't, because I know he had a scary last year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if there's any validity to that story, I think multiple people are not going to have to be with us anymore to air that, even that story. Because that story is wild.
I feel like I only know, like, bits... I don't think I know the whole story, or, like, the whole story. I think I only know, like, bits and pieces of the story.
Basically, I guess it's a rumor that Macho and Steph, way back in the day, which is scary enough as it is, had some shit going on. Like...
Wasn't she, like... No. Okay.
It went down, apparently.
Oh,
so...
Good. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Fun.
Right. So I don't... That's why I'm saying, like, people would probably have to kick the bucket for that to be aired as a story that gets told on TV.
I can understand that. Yeah.
But that's something that's circulated for a long time, so...
I feel like there kind of just needs to be one in general. I mean, Benoit's kind of, like, tapped into, like, CTE and stuff like that. I feel like there has to be, like, a legit episode dedicated to just that. Like, for all of the wrestlers that had symptoms of it and or actually had CTE.
You could do one on several ECW wrestlers, honestly. Sabu, Balls Mahoney. He died young. He was in his 30s.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Probably Dreamer, Sandman. Like any ECW original from back in the day, you could probably do something. That's the best I can think of there. Because yeah, it hasn't been a lot of crazy things that happened outside of what they've already put out there.
I feel like... I don't know if, like, there is any, like, tell-all or anything about kind of just, like, the decline of TNA. I kind of just want to see that for fun.
I mean, that's a short doc.
That's okay.
And it comes down to two factors. Eric Bischoff, Terry.
Exactly. I just want to know all the backstage shenanigans that happened.
Yeah, like, I'm sure there's a little more to it, but... Oh, I forgot. Vince Russo. Him too.
Look at that.
Anything Vince Russo did after Bash at the Beach, we just won't It's not worth talking.
I understand. I get it.
I hope he's in that dock too.
I feel like he has to be, no?
Cause he caps like nobody I've ever seen before. So I know everything he says is about to get blown way out of proportion.
Oh. Yeah. Matt said an NWA one has to be coming soon.
Yeah, probably. You know, who was that wrestler that died in the ring with Rey Mysterio? There's one right there. I think it was years ago. It was before Ray came back the second time.
Oh.
That's definitely one right there.
I'm gonna butcher his last name though. That's the issue. Pero Aguayo.
It was a couple years back.
Yeah, suffered a fatal injury in the ring after a Mysterio dropkick. I don't know if that's true. If that's the same one, okay.
Yeah, he went limp and they tried to, you know, get him attention stuff like that. But he was, I don't know if he had like it was a heart condition or something that was going on at the time, and it was like almost instant.
Now I feel like I need to like. I have to click off this, or I'm just going to be reading it the whole time. I know what I'll be doing later.
Yeah, but that's definitely one. Because I remember when that happened, it was like some harrowing shit to read.
Why don't I remember that happening?
It was at least a couple. This was before, I want to say, Ray's second return. Like, after the 2014, when he got booed out of the Rumble. But it was before the next time he came back in 2018. So it had to be between 2015 and 2017.
I mean, this Sports Illustrated article is July 31st, 2015.
Okay, yeah. So that makes sense. That was after that Rumble where he got booed.
I feel like...
Because that was just a one-off.
How many people have actually died in a wrestling ring? Do you think...
That's a good question.
Because we know a few for certain based off of things that happened. Uh-huh. But, like, have you ever, like, just thought about that? Or is it just me because I'm morbid and terrible?
I mean, it's... They say it all the time, it's a reality of what they do. Like, it's not like you don't go in without acknowledging that as a risk. Because, I mean, everything they do, like, if you land on your head the wrong way, you're taking a risk right there. Just a lot of things, like... Perfect example. Jerry Lawler almost died about 12 years ago. And it was a little bit of a delayed reaction, but he was in the ring with Dolph. Dolph was hitting him with them. Back and forth elbow drops. Yeah. And that's basically what kind of started it. And he's sitting over on commentary, and next thing you know, he's having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And damn near died then. He did die for about 5 minutes or something like that.
Which
and is then they brought it back.
Crazy. To even think about.
Yeah, Michael Cole's a real one. Because I don't know how you do your job in that situation.
I mean, how the fuck do you do your job when you watch Owen plummet to his death?
That is a forever mystery. I'll never understand that.
I would just have to leave. Like, if I was on the commentary, I would quit that right then and there if I witnessed that happen.
Because not just the people on commentary having to call it, but the guy at the talent. Like, yeah. Godfather was supposed to have a match with him. And they still had him go. Jarrett went out right after that, once they finally cleared the ring and everything like that. He was the next person out. I think.
That I don't know, but...
But, like...
Yeah, how the fuck do you go on from that? Like,
I get the show must go on, but that was not one of those scenarios to do it in.
Exactly.
I don't think there's not a fan in that building that wouldn't understand, like, hey, this accident just happened and it's fatal. We gotta shut the show up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're losing money. Tough shit. Someone just lost their life.
Yeah, that's different. Like, you know, pandemic and we still get a WrestleMania, that's understandable. We found a safe way to do it. Mm-hmm. Somebody dies in other people's presence. There are kids that watch wrestling.
Yeah.
I was 4 years old when this happened. Yeah. And I had seen wrestling, but I wasn't quite a fan yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really hear too much about it, but yeah, their kids watch this programming. They have for years. So that's one of those things you gotta think about. That's why we have a documentary about this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Matt said, do one on Paige, one on Alberto. Listen.
If we do one on Paige, that's dicey. That's very dicey. Now, on Paige and Alberto together, that probably works a little bit better. But one on Paige,
well, I mean,
put something out there in the ether.
It's not a Dark Side of the Ring, but they did do the biographies on A&E. They'd had one for Paige. I didn't watch it, but I know, like, her sex tape gets brought up, but I don't know anything past that. Again, I didn't watch it. So.
Yeah, because see, the Dark Side likes to get gritty, and
yeah, they do.
You try to get gritty, there's TV restrictions that you gotta keep in mind there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel
and
like.
And we like also have to keep in mind that there is a participant in all of these shenanigans that is still on our TVs regularly. Not to mention a bunch of other things. So I'm pretty sure he would like to move on from this as quietly as possible. Because realistically, none of them did anything wrong in that instance. You know, chicks got some weird fucking people just started leaking shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. They all would like to move, especially Paige, because, you know, she, you know, almost didn't come back from this. And that's the worst part of it.
She was like 19.
Yeah. Yeah, this is very true. So, yeah, she almost didn't come back from it, and that's not a good thing. What's that face for?
Matt's comment.
What's the stars for? Are we censoring shit?
Oh, it got censored for you? That's funny. Oh, he said, oh, we need to hear from the cook.
Oh boy. You know what? I won't disagree with that. I think he probably has a lot to say. After all the cocky pricks and whatnot went down. If you know, you know. You don't know?
No, I know. I was just...
Okay. All right.
That's so funny that it started for you.
Yeah, it's...
That's some settings you gotta change in your Twitch, my guy, so you can see all the swearing.
I guess so. I didn't know that was even a thing. Wow. Right.
That's hysterical. All right, well, is there anything else you want to talk about? Whatever?
I don't know. We pretty much covered everything. Well, as far as I know from what I've seen all this time.
Yeah, all this time. Well, thank you so much, Reek, for joining me. I appreciate it. You know, you have to tell the people where they can find you, all that fun stuff, what you're working on. You know the drill.
Yes. As always, you guys can find me at ReekHavoc24 on Instagram and on Twitter. As she said, the Havoc Hour is a bit icy as of late, but there is a great deal of content all across it, featuring Miss Katie Kinsey-Bebe, among others, where you can find it on Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and the video version, which is the most entertaining, is on YouTube. Most recent episode of Young Kings Wrestling is out. I'll probably be shooting again on Sunday, so it'll drop Monday. What's that? I don't think anything else is coming up yet. Still working on some stuff, but yeah, all that stuff is up. You can check that out. And all of you out there, podcasters specifically, I don't want to know why y'all are afraid to come on this show, because Katie's a little bit more lighthearted than I, than my client, but I'm going to say there's no reason why none of y'all should be here on the Sheely Showcase in the domain of Sheely. And I know it's intimidating being next to the greatness that is she, you know, for this hour and change that we're on air, but stop being cowards. And I'm not calling out no names, but there's a list of people that I know could have, should have, would have been here, and you know, in the event that she doesn't have her co-host, should be here. And I'm looking more so towards the women, because there's a lot of y'all that she has interviewed and whatnot. And I'm paying attention to all y'all now. This is what I'm saying. I want to see all you stop being cowards and show your faces on this show, because the hardest working woman in podcasting should not be doing any shows by herself. I heard about that. I wasn't very happy about that. So, all of y'all, do not let my client down.
It's my PSA. I was not expecting that at all. I'm just gonna say that now. Well, thank you.
You won't say it, so I will. Yeah. Cowards! I expect better from you all.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And the catalyst that is, I shouldn't do a show by myself unless I want to do a show by myself. Every once in a while I do.
That's fair.
That every once in a while. But that's, I have other shows that I do by myself, which, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at GatorSN13, the link to I'm about to take all things Sheely Showcase, twitch.tv/SheelyShowcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, youtube.com/SheelyShowcase. Watch the videos because they're way more entertaining. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen. Sheely is the show, the weekly show that you're currently watching. Hello. Inside the Mind of is an interview series I do. I haven't done one in about a month. I'm trying to get people. I'm doing my best. But while that's not being done, you can check out story times that I have, past interviews I've done, vlogs I have done, things that I have written on the Substack, buy merch. There's Pride merch now because me, and we accept everybody here as everyone should. That's just a given. Right, so you can go check that shit out, buy some things, support me and this podcast that I'm building for 2 years, going on 2 years, which is crazy to think about. Yeah, thanks for hanging out, guys. Till next time. Bye-bye.